How's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. Well, this isn't actually a full-fledged podcast. I have to be honest. This is just something that I wanted to talk about, and I don't know if it warrants a whole podcast, but it's just something I feel that I need to say. I need to get off my chest. I need to share it with you and not promote the book and not promote all the other stuff. Just talk me to you. And this show is called Pay Attention to What's Happening. I want people to start paying attention to what's happening around them. I'm seeing a lot of people that are just taking things at face value and not paying attention. Now, I'm not talking specifically government. I'm talking about at your job and your relationship. You're not paying attention to your spouse, your partner enough. You're not paying attention to your health. You're not paying attention to your kids enough. You're not paying attention when you're driving. So it has to do with thinking about what you're thinking about. And if you're just going through the motions in life and you're really not paying attention, you're being led through life. You are not leading it. So it's really time, especially right now at this juncture in humanity where we are. And if you have two eyes and ears and you have half a brain, you know that we are in trouble as a race, as the human race. I'm not talking black, white, Asian. I'm not talking Republican or Democrat. I'm not talking male, female, transgender, whatever. I'm not talking any of that. I am talking about the entire human race and the way we are. And I've seen it in my years. I've seen it decline, and I've seen the lack of respect that we have for one another. We're so jaded. We're so complacent. And I'm speaking from the heart and for every single person I know. We have gone along with everything that we've been told. We've been led along by the nose ring to just pull us around, and we go with the flow and believe everything that we're told, and we've been programmed to be how we are right now. The insecurities that we have with our jobs, with our life, with our health, the fact that the drug companies aren't trying to cure you, the doctors are not trying to cure you, there's no money in that. There's money in the drugs that they give you to keep you alive. When in reality, our bodies can produce everything we need to heal. So many tests have been done with placebos that people have taken and thought they had a miracle drug and they had, this is going to fix your cancer, or it's going to fix your whatever. And it's the power of the mind. And if you know anything, if you've gotten into any detail about the power of the mind and what it can do and the little portion of it that we use, you'll understand that these things are capable. You're very capable of healing yourself. You're very capable have you ever gotten really, really hurt and all of a sudden the pain gets so intense, it gets so bad that it goes away kind of? You feel it there. But it's like, all right, it's the pain. And all of a sudden your brain has come to terms with it and changed the way you feel about it. And it's all in what you think about. And if you're not paying attention to your surroundings, if you're not aware of what is going on, if you're not aware. I'm not saying stick your nose in everybody's business or be overly informed, because that's crazy too, because where you're getting your information from determines how you're going to feel. And I want everybody who listens to this show, I get texts and emails from people all the time. I mean, a lot. And it feels really good telling me how they're so happy they found the show and how my words have helped them to realize how they can be happy. Not that I saved them. Not that what I did. No, I didn't do anything but speak and help you to hear what you can actually do yourself. And when it comes to your health, when it comes to your weight, when it comes to your personality, when it comes to your happiness, when it comes to your love, you have control over all of that. Nobody else does. You're the only one that controls everything in your body. You're an island when it comes to that. You're the only one the singular person who can choose how your body reacts, how healthy you are, how positive you are, how motivated you are, how much willpower you have. It's all up to you. And when people say they can't do it, if anybody says to me, I can't do this, I go, you're right. And they're usually like, what? They're waiting for me to build up, say, oh yes, you can, and pump them up. And you, no, I don't do that. I don't do that. If somebody says, I can't do that, you just look them straight in the eye and you say, you're absolutely right. You can't. And if they say, what? Why would you say that? And then you look at them and say, why would you say that? And they say, because I can't do it. And then I tell them, you can't do it because you just said you can't do it and you never even tried. If you tried and failed, that's one way that you're not going to do again. You're going to try it a different way. You'll succeed. You keep doing something, you succeed. But you have to be paying attention to your surroundings in order to succeed and in order to be happy. And you have to educate yourself. Educate yourself. Don't just soak it up like a sponge. Don't soak up the wherever you're getting your information from. I don't care where it is. I don't care if it's mainstream media, if it's a dark web, if it's where you've got the chat rooms and all kinds of other things and messengers and you got these groups. Take it all in and come to your own conclusion. Don't be brainwashed. Don't be forced into thinking any way that you don't want to think. This is your life. Damn it, this makes me mad sometimes that I see people that are not in control of their life. I don't care what your beliefs are, but if you're not in control of it and you're just like riding a Bronco bull in a Western bar or something, hold on for dear life and see what happens. No, well, not going to do that. Not going to do it. So pay attention to what's happening around you, to the people you love, to your environment, to everything. Pay attention. And I really just wanted to tell you to do that. For some reason, I felt the need to do this. It's not a normal podcast, but I just had to say that. Pay attention to what's happening around you. Pay attention to what you like. Pay attention to what makes you happy. That's a good one there too. If you start paying attention to what is making you happy and pay less attention to what is making you angry or sad, you'll be happier. So when something makes you happy, when something makes me happy, I do that. I do more of it. And if something doesn't make me happy, I do my best not to do it. So if I have to do stuff, like I go to work, I happen to love my job, I love my family, I love my life, so I'm lucky, I'm blessed. Why? Because I created it. Because I feel this way every day when I wake up. And I choose to feel this way. 100%. My choice. So if you want to try to sabotage my day or make me angry or whatever the situation comes up that could make somebody's day go south, I might go south for a little bit, but I don't stay there. I don't stay there. I get that emotion. I feel it. And I get out of it because it's not fun. It's not fun to be pissed off. It's not fun to be sad. It's not fun to be mad. It's a lot of effort to stay mad at somebody, isn't it? You know, you keep doing that. And where does it get you? Where does it get you? You're mad. Okay, good. Great. You're wasting your time being mad when you could be happy. So that's what I'm trying to do. Help you find your inner happiness by paying attention to what makes you happy. All right? What does that sound like? Think about what you're thinking about. Somebody said that. I don't know where. But anyway, that's that. That's that. I had to get that off my chest. Thanks for listening to the show. I appreciate it. I appreciate everybody who has purchased the books there. I'm really excited. I can't believe it. It's very cool. You can get them at Amazon, The Positive Perspective. And you can get the digital version or the paperback. Hit the merch store. I love all this. Everybody, you really make me feel great. And I had to, the kudos that I get from you and the thank yous that I get all the time really make this worthwhile. And it's not for money. It's for the love of sharing the happiness and showing you how to be happy. And that's it. I love doing that. All right. So if you get a chance, get the book, check out the store. Apparently this has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.